And Mayor Bob Butler joining us this morning. Mayor Butler, it's always good, sir. How are you?
My pleasure, and it's always good to visit with you, Tom.
Hey, you know, I saw some photographs online of you at a scholarship presentation of Black Diamond this weekend. That had to have been fun. Were you sure?
Oh, yes, that was really great. They passed out, awarded 25 $1,000 scholarships. And I tell you, they're tremendous community citizens. Those two guys are just unbelievable. They do such a great service.
You know, when you began in your career, if I remember correctly, one of the very first things that you made your plan for you was to do something about the flooding in Marion. Wasn't that one of your first campaign speeches?
Oh, they had a big flood in January, the year that I ran for mayor. And I criticized Mayor Cooksey for not having done something about flooding. Well, when I got in office, I realized what the magnitude of the problem was. 25 years later, we got a $6 million grant, and it really resolved flooding in the south central part of town. Without that having been put in place, I think Marion would still be underwater.
How do you think it? The effect was, you know, after we had 10 inches of rain, what would have been like in Marion had these improvements not been placed in?
Oh well, we would have been hunting for Noah and building some arks, because we would have been inundated beyond belief.
All right, because and you had your fair share of problems. A lot of people did, and it really didn't matter because there was so much so fast.
Oh yeah. Well, there are certain areas that there's nothing we can do, like on the south end of town. It is a low area, a lot of open space, and that floods every time there's much of a rain. But it's out of the city, and even so, there's nothing much we can do about that. Otherwise, I think we handled pretty good.
You know, when it comes to being underwater, there's the literal sense in Marion, as we talked about in the flooding, and people still dealing with this at so many locations, including Greg Smothers over the highway department. Look forward to talking to him to see what has to be done. But there's also the metaphorical underwater, which we find ourselves here in the state of Illinois. You know, you and I have been talking about this, right?
Okay.
I mean, we've our nose underwater, and we dog paddle from one financial disaster to the next, and no one seems to be coming to the rescue. There's no metaphorical cavalry coming over the hill to save us.
Disheartening, and I'm really disgruntled. We've got these elected representatives in Springfield. They're not representing the people. They're involved in a power struggle, and as a result, the people are suffering, and it is sad.
I mean, I'm thinking about when I heard you talk about that power struggle, I kept thinking, yeah, a state dying with a friendly fire. You know, during this battle that we're just, the shrapnel here is coming everywhere. I mean, you and I talked about this in years past, that if we raise some taxes, and I got a lot of hate mail about this, Mayor Butler, if we raise taxes 0.25 now, then this will stop this. And we were talking about that 15 years ago. Well, here we are now. I mean, with the Home Builders Association talking about part of the grand bargain that remodeling and repair projects would be taxed at 6.25%.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. And you know what? A lot of people right now saying, yeah, my house is underwater. I've got damage. I have to hire a professional. And the professional, if this law passes, would be required to add my cost 6.25%, because you know it's not going to come out of the business's end.
Oh, of course not. They'll pass it on.
Right. And so whose end does that come out of? I mean, you know, I've been talking about this on and off now for a couple of weeks. The bill is coming due at some point, and I wonder how big it's going to be, because it's like, waitress, check, please.
Yeah, and the table won't be able to hold it. I tell you, it's beyond belief. And I can't. We've got a bunch of guys in Springfield that are playing Nero fiddling while Rome burns. I cannot understand where they're coming from. Do they have no conscience? Goodness gracious!
You don't say. I think it's easier to kind of, when you've got a group of people, they can always say, no, it's the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's that, because you and I both know people who are trying very hard too. I mean, see, that's why I get, when you said disgruntled, I really kind of, better than my word, afraid. that, you know, I know good people are trying hard and still nothing. I mean, have we not reached a critical mass? Our heads not been held under long enough? We're turning blue now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got the pre-K program in your county, Williamson County, five districts that'll be affected. You got the Women's Center here. You and I can go on and on.
Oh, yeah. There's no end. And what I don't understand is why those people in Springfield don't understand that. I'm convinced they're involved in a power struggle, and it's sad because everybody else is paying the price for their intransigence, and it's disheartening.
You know, and there's changes going on in the economy. You know, I wonder when I saw the Illinois State, the Illinois Star Center Mall had formally filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in bankruptcy court on Thursday, May 4th, so last week, and that this too will have ramifications within the city of Marion.
Oh, sure. Sure. That will make a big difference. Hopefully, going through the bankruptcy procedure, they'll be able to put something together. The owners, whoever they have been, haven't been able to do it so far. I don't know that we can expect too much out of them now. But that's such a great facility, and whether it's correct or not, I've had an opinion a long time that most of the people who've been in charge really do not know anything about operating a mall, number one. Number two, they really haven't had the funds to do what needs to be done. And until those two things come together, the mall is going to suffer.
You know, what's interesting is I sat in a restaurant many years ago, Mayor Butler, and they were saying, you know, Red Lobster will never work in Marion because it doesn't fit the formula. They had a per capita, per square mile, in proximity restaurant formula, which they had said, you know, this is, and we're, but they took the chance and they built a smaller version.
Yeah, and sorry ever since.
So how can you know something like a Red Lobster going to go, but something that's literally merely feet away from that location flounder? I wonder. I mean, I don't, because this started before Amazon really started gutting everybody in retail. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's going on now. But I wonder what formula or what was missing from that component to have this incredible physical structure, Dillard's, Target, some good anchor stores.
Oh, yes, great.
And still not be able to, you know, make their nut.
It amazes me. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't really see what is going on there. I've got my opinion of things. Of course, they had a couple of the owners not long ago go to prison for something, misdeeds up in the Metro East area. It had nothing to do with the mall. But, you know, here I am looking. I've got a business. I'm looking for a place to locate. And I talk to them. And they say, well, you'll have to wait till the guy gets out of jail, and then we'll be able to talk. You can't operate in that fashion.
Right. I wonder, is the Illinois Star Mall in Gander Mountain, if there's a common denominator there?
Well, perhaps. Gander Mountain, I was going to say they're different. Gander Mountain is a chain, whereas the mall isn't. But the thing, malaise that is affecting the mall is affecting malls across the country.
Right.
Gander Mountain, now, is an interesting situation. They have worked out a deal with another organization. They're going to take over the building. Gander Mountain is going to sell the merchandise they have, and the new owner will move his merchandise in. So there should be a pretty seamless transition there. Now, what happened to Gander Mountain, I do not know, but they've been affected across the country. And Marion is one of the few of their stores that is going to be able to work the thing out the way it is planned.
My understanding, 17, only 17 of their locations that are going to be able to do that.
That's my understanding. So that speaks well for the Marion location. But as I say, I don't know what the corporate problem must have been.
You know, when we saw the governor yesterday talking about 110 million tourists in Illinois 2016, that 83% of those are leisure, I hope that we're getting our fair share of that.
I do too. 110 million. I haven't seen that many down here, but maybe they're coming.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, and this has been a while back, Mayor, I ran into a tour group from Australia who was here to visit the federal prison in Williamson County because it was, you know, the inheritor of Alcatraz, yeah. And, of course, Australia penal colony when it started. I was like, you came to tour the prison from Australia?
What a deal.
Right? I think about fishing and hunting.
Yeah.
You know, Shawnee National Forest and all, you know, bird watching or whatever it is, but, right. You know, capturing this money, whether it's wineries or restaurants when it comes to, you know why they're tourists, because, you know, they can leave.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to Illinois? Well, it's a good place to be from, man, you know, at this point.
It's like my opinion of Chicago. I don't mind visiting, but there's no way I'd want to stay.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I love the place, but I sure don't want, you know, I mean, the people are great. I was always believed, yeah. You know, oh, you're not going to like it. And the first thing I thought is, man, these people are pretty nice.
They really are.
And you know, but I see this number in Crab Orchard, and I hope that, you know, because we are seeing a change, and if it's a lot of people saying, pointing right at Amazon, saying Gander Mountain, you know, this is why Walmart's having a problem, and this is why... You know, and you and I both know this Amazon issue and them getting them collecting those local taxes for us, crucial.
Oh, that's crucial. That has got to happen because they're going to cripple municipalities all across the state and perhaps across the nation.
And, of course, you've had to, you increased, was it 0.25 sales tax?
No, it was only a quarter of a cent.
0.25?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, you know, what was the response there, Mayor?
Well, really, we haven't had any backlash from that. The increase, relatively speaking, was so small that people, I'm sure, probably don't realize that there is an increase. But it has been a saving move for us. It was money that was badly needed. And, you know, something people often overlook is while the cost of living goes up for the individual, higher utility bills, food bills, clothing bills, all these things, well, the city is affected equally. And we have to meet our expenses, and we are limited in the manner in which we can raise money, get revenue to do that, and it's not easy.
I was talking to a businessman, owns a rather large business that involves a lot of stock, millions of dollars in stock, all right? But he sells a lot of things that now you can go to Amazon, and you can have them delivered to your house next day or whatever the case, right?
Yeah.
All right, and he says, when did Amazon ever come and help out the Women's Center?
Exactly.
Right.
When have they shown any real community spirit?
Right. I mean, you think about this on a level here, that what happens when people say, you know what, we'll just push these little Amazon buttons, and then I'll send my paper towels, and then I'll get some of this, and then I'll get, you know, my floor cleaner, then I'll get my mops, and a little steady drip fills the bucket. You and I are country folk. We know this. Steady drip fills the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
But it also empties it. And you wonder how it got away so quickly. These local taxes, shopping locally, and the impact that it has, that's the first order, right? But
right.
The second order is these people and what they do within our community, and many of them donate, whether it's a young girl who's having cancer surgery, they jump in there, whether it's helping out a baseball or softball team so they have uniforms,
mm-hmm.
Or just the sheer money from their business that helps build the roads in southern Illinois and provides that infrastructure. When we start to change this system even a little, it is a series of dominoes.
That's exactly right. It throws the system out of balance, and it's scary. It truly is.
And we're so slow to respond to this stuff that it gets us behind, and then we never get caught up.
Well, yeah, and of course, I don't know if it's something Congress needs to do or if it's going to be for each state. I have absolutely no confidence in the legislature in Springfield doing anything that is going to be halfway acceptable, but I'm sure that is where part of the solution must be.
Well, you know, but this tax increase, a 6.25 and 9 this and 6 this and on everything that we do grand bargain, I mean, they're staggering numbers. I mean, from 0 to 6, not even, they didn't even kind of just gently go in and ramp it up. I mean, it's bang, and there it is.
Yeah. Well, that is unacceptable. And I know they're facing major problems there, but they're going about solving them in the wrong way. I mean, good night. As you mentioned earlier, if they had followed your advice, my advice, some 15 years ago, we wouldn't be in this jam, but we are.
And we are here today. News Radio WJPF, Mayor Bob Butler. By the way, my understanding is you're getting honored, I think, by a youth group coming up. I think that announcement was just made like yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'll be out at the pavilion at 1 o'clock Saturday for appears to me to be a rather impressive ceremony. So I look forward to it.
Congratulations. And the Miners start on Friday. Speaking of driving that local economy, Miners game Friday.
And you know, I'm so thrilled. I'm enthused about what is happening there with the Miners. I think Mike Pinto has done a tremendous job, and I believe he's headed in the right direction.
You know, it's interesting because Mike has gotten into this, and it's interesting to watch, you know, baseball manager, baseball, and saying, look, that this is not just baseball. This is entertainment. We have to learn to diversify. And instead of just being a location for baseball, you know, now they did the golfing this year.
Oh, yeah.
And the other things, you know, he gets it that, you know, sometimes you have to push a little harder.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and you got to give him credit, and I admire him for it. He recognizes the situation, and he is grasping at things that may very well work and be the salvation.
And try to find the best way for them. Mayor Bob Butler, as always, Mayor, really good to speak with you, sir.
My pleasure, and I thank you much.